This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News. I'm Chris Shoup, and today we're bringing you the second of two special reports with candidates for local office. This week, we're talking one-on-one with the candidates for district attorney and Clark County Sheriff, and those conversations continue now with Democratic candidate Deborah Gonzalez, a longtime attorney and former state representative. We spoke this week. Well, candidate Gonzalez, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters today.
Always love being here. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just start out by having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running for office.
Absolutely. So my name is Deborah Gonzalez, and some of you might recall me because I served as the state representative for House District 117 for a little over a year and a half, a couple of years ago. I am a local attorney, a community activist, and have been out there in the community for the past few years, really working on issues for the community, including criminal justice reform. And so that is one of the reasons why I am running, because I've seen the needs and sort of the lack and gaps that we have in that system currently. I served in the Judiciary Non-Civil Committee when I was state representative and learned a lot about sort of the bigger picture and policy on criminal justice reform, and then came back and was doing the work out in the community and saw how those two actually come together. And so I just felt we needed change from what we had. And you know, this is such an important time in our community, especially when we're looking at criminal justice and the legal system. We haven't had this conversation for over 16 years, right? Mm-hmm. So to have that conversation, especially after a time where we almost had our election canceled, but we were able to fight for it, bring it back. And now people can really talk about, so many people didn't know what a DA does, now know what a DA does and the importance of that role. And that is part of the election process, right? So I'm proud that we're able to bring that to the community. And to me, it's a very simple choice of, do we keep doing what we've done for 48 plus years, or do we want something different, something that the community is asking for, especially after the issues of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all the others?
Well, one of the big issues is this idea of diversion versus prosecution. What are your criteria for that as far as first offenders go?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we sort of take a look at this idea that incarceration is not always the right punishment in what we're trying to do. And if we go back to the very basic question of what was the system put in place for, what is it that we're trying to achieve, this community safety, you know, incarceration is not always the way to go. And so I think diversion programs, which allow individuals, if they've done something, we still hold them accountable. Nobody is saying that we are not going to do that.
Sure.
But what we are saying is, what tool are we using to hold them accountable? And diversion programs give the added benefit that then they don't end up with a criminal record that might affect whether they get a job, whether they get housing, which then brings them into this endless cycle of in and out of the system. And that does not benefit anyone in the community.
Well, you know, last year, ACC commissioners unanimously voted to effectively do away with cash bail for low-level offenders. Do you agree with that decision?
I do. What we've also found is the studies say that, you know what, cash bail is not that effective in bringing people back to court, which is usually the reason given as to why we have it. More effective, give them a call, text them the day before, and they actually show up. And I know that Judge Hope has done a lot of that texting himself. So we see what is working and what isn't. So I do believe that the cash bail system is not what is going to basically be effective in getting the people back into court.
Well, you mentioned accountability. Can you talk about the role that accountability courts play in our community and what you'd like to see in the future regarding those courts?
Yeah, so accountability courts, I'm a big champion of them. I support our judges who have also championed that. They're so important because, again, they give people another chance to sort of have a clean record. But more importantly, it gives people the services that they need. We should not criminalize mental health. We should not criminalize drug addiction. If we have services and programs that can help people solve those issues, then that is really what we should be doing. And so I look forward to helping expand those programs. I want to bring in a new youth drug and treatment court that we do not have here. I want to bring a restorative justice into the juvenile justice system. So I look forward on continuing to work with the judges, working with the accountability court, and doing as much as we can to make them the best alternative for our people.
Sure. Well, finally, something on the lighter side of things. Are you more of a Law and Order person or Matlock?
Okay, so you're talking about the TV show.
That's correct, yes.
I'm more of You Can't Get Away with Murder. How's that?
I like it. I like it. All right. Candidate Deborah Gonzalez, thank you so much for spending a little time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.